Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. The DeKalb County School System will have its day in court this week against the City of Atlanta. GPB's Stephen Fowler reports on the latest conflict over Atlanta's annexation of Emory University and the surrounding neighborhood.
Friday morning, a Fulton County judge will decide if DeKalb schools can defer a deadline for a handful of students to move to Atlanta public schools. Earlier this month, DeKalb filed a lawsuit claiming Atlanta used bait-and-switch tactics while annexing Emory, the CDC, and Children's Health Care of Atlanta by extending school system boundaries. The City of Atlanta originally agreed to not move the students, but at the last minute, they altered their boundaries to include the new area. Tuesday morning, the state Senate is also holding a committee meeting to determine the financial impact of annexation on the schools. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
Atlanta-based Gray Television is planning to buy Raycom Media for $3.6 billion. If the sale is approved, it would make Gray the third largest local TV station owner in the country. Gray currently owns television stations in Augusta, Thomasville, and Valdosta. Raycom has stations in Albany, Augusta, Columbus, and Savannah. Raycom also owns several Georgia newspapers, which would either be sold or become a separate company. A group called the Rainbow Family of Living Life is heading to the North Georgia Mountains for its annual festival. GPB's Sophie Peel reports.
Between 2 and 10,000 people are expected between now and July 4th in the Nimblewill Gap area near Dahlonega. It's part of the Chattahoochee National Forest. Stephen Beckeris is with the U.S. Forest Service. He says their main concern is traffic.
This is a remote area of the National Forest, and the roads are fairly rugged, and so we are expecting traffic to be backed up. Our goal is to keep the routes open for emergency vehicles should there be a medical emergency or otherwise.
The Forest Service found out the area was chosen back in June. They had just 3 weeks to prepare. For GPB, I'm Sophie Peel.
The Georgia Forestry Commission says foreign invasive plants are continuing to take over the state's forests and grasslands. According to its latest Dirty Dozen list, Asian privet now infests more than 1 million acres in the state. One of the better-known invasive plants, kudzu, is only number 6 on the list, just under 36,000 acres. Meanwhile, Savannah is the latest Georgia city to try a new way to get rid of invasive plants. Goats, GPB's Emily Jones explains.
It's pretty quiet in Laurel Grove North Cemetery on the west side of the city. Just some goats chewing away. And that's the point.
They leave a softer footprint on the earth.
Laura Walker is with the city's Public Works Department.
Sometimes the equipment that we have to use is very heavy, and the exhaust and pollution, air pollution, this kind of negates that.
The goats also keep the city from having to use herbicides to clear invasive plants like kudzu and poison ivy. Atlanta, Roswell, and Sandy Springs have also used goats to clear vegetation. For GPB News, I'm Emily Jones in Savannah.
Wildlife and animal protection groups want Governor Nathan Deal to halt the state's coyote challenge. That's when hunters enter to win a lifetime hunting license by providing photo evidence of having killed a coyote. The groups say holding a contest to kill coyotes is unethical, but the state says it's an effective tool to manage coyote populations. For GPB News, I'm Ricky Bevington.